RAI, Argentina al Mundo.
RAI, Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock. On today's feature, we are introducing Arcoiris. Arcoiris, which means rainbow in Spanish, was the first rock band that blended music and instruments of folk, the folkloric music of Argentina, with the rock sounds. And for a period were one of the most important groups in Argentina. Their history begins with the leadership of Gustavo Santaolalla. At the beginning, they recorded their own songs, but these songs were in English. Soon after their beginnings, they switch English for Spanish, and they released their first album, their first single actually, in May 1969. The same year in which the band meets their kind of a spiritual leader, not a manager, but like a guru for the band, a lady called Diana, that gave Arcoiris its purpose and its goals. In the summer of 1970, they won a contest, a festival, the Beat Festival of International Songs, that took place in the city of Mar del Plata, with a song called Blues de Dana, Dana's Blues. Soon after, they integrate the BA Rock One Festival. And in 1971, the band becomes bigger with the addition of drummer Horacio Gianello. Okay, let us listen to one of their songs, the aforementioned Dana or Dana's Blues.
La noche cae fría, mojando mi ciudad. Mi alma busca el día, mis manos buscan paz. Qué larga es la agonía, qué difícil la salida de esta encrucijada. Ser nada. Si es que estás ahí, oh, grítame de una vez, decime a dónde voy, póngame con. ese recuerdo, vivencia de otros tiempos, tal vez esté oculto dentro de mi cerebro, oh, oh. Tal vez esté más lejos, en lo alto en mi alma, en el mágico espejo que refleja y que guarda la cura a mi dolor. Esa tibia es la voz que une ayer y ayer y hoy, hoy.
Well, that's Dana's Blues, Blues de Dana, dedicated to this woman who was like the inspiration, like the muse for the band. Not the first case that I hear about a band that's got like a female leader who is not a member of the band as a musician, but is neither a manager, is something that gives them like the concept of the band. I heard several cases of this happening in Arcoiris. Was one of these groups with this woman called Dana, and obviously she earned a song that became one of the first known songs of this group, Blues de Dana, that we were just playing. In 1972, Arcoiris releases their album Sudamérica o El Regreso a la Aurora, which translates as South America or The Return to Dawn. It's a double album, and it's one of the most important works in the history of Arcoiris. On December 23, 1972, they supported this album with a concert in River Plate, playing for 12,000 people. They became the first group to perform in that venue, which would later become a synonym of rock concerts in Argentina for several years until not long ago. River was like the stadium for concerts in Argentina. I believe that the Estadio Único de La Plata has taken over the past decade as the main venue for receiving international bands, from Coldplay to Rolling Stones, Depeche Mode, you name it. All of the big names, now they play in Estadio Único de la Plata, but until not long ago they would play in River Plate. And the first band that played as early as 1972 there in River Plate was this band we're talking about today, Arcoiris. After several albums, Santolaya, that started the group, and Gianello, the drummer, they abandoned Arcoiris in 1975. I reiterate, 1975. We'll play now a record of Arcoiris, which is, I think, the most famous song. The song they are famous for. Mañana Campestre, Rural Mornings.
Pasear
Mañana campestre, mañanas campestres. Rural mornings or wilderness mornings would be the translation of this song, which is a staple in Argentine rock, especially the folk rock sound of the early 70s in this country. We're talking about the band behind that song, Arco Iris, as part of a regular cycle on Argentine rock. The second stage of the group begins after Santa Olalla departs, with other musicians, including a keyboard player that the band did not have until then. 1976, more changes in the lineup, including Diego Rapoport, quite an important piano and keyboard player in Argentina, integrated Arco Iris. But well, the band never achieved again the success it had with Santa Olalla, who would re-establish in the US and become a world famous film music producer and composer, even winning an Oscar for Brokeback Mountain and Motorcycle Diaries. And now he's also composing music for video games, like The Last of Us. That's also by Santa Olalla, who started with this band in Argentina, Arco Iris. And this was another edition of the History of Argentine Rock in RAE Argentina to the World, produced by Gustavo Ríos. We are also signing off today's show of RAE Argentina to the World in English that was operated by Walter Danesi and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, and join us